Hi there, everybody, and a very warm welcome to today's episode of Let's Talk. I'm your host, Louis Luke, and I would love to have you part of the conversation. So, if you're out there listening today, feel free to comment and share your thoughts afterwards. So today I'm going to be talking about a topic that is on everybody's lips. It's happening on the 29th of May, 2024. If you don't know what's happening, well, surprise, it's the election day in South Africa. So I'm actually a bit scared to mention the word politics because people just tend these days to stop listening when they hear words like government, politics, parliament. Talking about parliament, I stumbled across the live broadcast of the UK Parliament, and that made me immediately thought of the last few sittings of the South African Parliament. You know, and I was thinking, you know, people are dying of hunger. That was the first thought that actually came to mind. People are dying of hunger, literally. And the leaders in Parliament have the audacity to laugh, to scream and you know, physically assault each other. Anyway, why politics? I actually want to give some advice. Not to the public, this time as a member of the public, to members of parliament. Or let's just say the new members of parliament. Today's topic is titled, Where There's Smoke. So I started actually off by having to go revert to my dear friend Google, because I've never had the interest in becoming a politician. I've never had the interest in becoming a member of parliament. I actually don't know what it takes to become a politician, and I don't know why someone would actually go so far as to want to become a member of parliament or go into politics. I really do not understand it. So I had to revert to Google to try and find out what does it take to become a politician, and that is actually what I Googled. So I came across a quote. It's sort of very much to do with leadership, and I came across the following quote. So it said the following: the qualities of effective leadership include courage, strength, the ability to communicate effectively, knowledge, judgment, integrity, and interpersonal skills. A particularly important quality is vision, along with the power to implement that vision. And that's the quote. So the one word that actually scares the hell out of me in this quote is the word power. You know, according to this quote, the power is equal to be able to implement your vision. And these days, I sort of get the feeling that every politician wants power. Every politician is hungry for power. And once they obtain and gain the power, it just sort of stops there. It vanishes. It seems to me that there is no intention to implement the vision, or that there is no vision at all. So I was thinking, and I came to the conclusion there's a modus operandi. And I sort of want to have the guts to expose that and say how I feel about it. And here's how they go about. So they create the idea of having vision by making promises. How many times have you heard promises of jobs, promises of housing, promise economy growth, and the list actually just goes on. I actually went to Google and I Googled election 2024 posters, and all of these had the following words. I mean, it's words like rescue SA, let's grow SA together, let's keep the lights on. There's a very scary one in Afrikaans. It says, slaan terug, jobs, not corruption, our land and jobs now. It's all promises. It's just keep on, we will do this on your behalf. We will implement our vision. And the scary thing is the public actually believes it. So the problem I'm sitting with here is if people don't have the vision, or they don't have the intention to implement that vision using their power, why on this earth would you want to gain so much control? We all know that saying, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupt absolutely. We all know that saying, but still we believe the promises being made. So if I look at the current state of affairs, it seems that politicians only have one goal, and that is actually to derive power from public and then gain absolute power for themselves or the party. And once they achieve that, to further develop their quest for total domination. It makes me think of these medieval kings. So, and that is not what we have in South Africa. We've got a democracy. So I think there's a lot of people that actually see through this. They see it as it is. It's an empty promise. There's no intention. There's no vision. It's just something to say to gain power. But I think the majority of people in South Africa actually still believe these empty promises. So I would actually want to, but I hope that people will sort of think of this objectively, to hear, okay, this is to reference to the past maybe and say, okay, well, these promises have been made like 5 times already. So I think what needs to happen is that politicians, when they make their speeches, should actually just think of what they are saying, because people are really seeing through these empty promises. So the next time you make your speech, and this is where the advice comes in. So the next time you make your speech, Mr. Parliamentarian or politics, Mr. Politics, I would do the following. If I was president, I would do the following. I would literally say that if I think of that quote and what leadership is, I will lead with courage, but I don't have enough courage to deceive people. I've got strength. Obviously, I have to have strength, yet I'm human. I mean, onslaughts from the public and fellow politicians actually hurt. So if I was president, I would definitely make it very clear that I can communicate effectively, that I'm not so arrogant to uproariously deceive, and I will never do that with jest and amusement. I would say that I've got good knowledge of law, sports, entertainment, people skills, but I will never have enough knowledge or so much knowledge to swindle my way around taxes, tenders, business affairs, problems. Yes, I will state that I've got excellent judgment, but I will not guarantee that the choices that I propose will be in the best interest of others. You can't guarantee that. And I think the most important of all, I will have the integrity to man up to my mistakes. Have you ever heard a politician or president state, "I am sorry, we made a mistake, I made a mistake"? So I will actually man up to my mistakes. So now you're probably thinking why this topic today is titled Where There's Smoke. So I want to say to all the leaders, and I will give you a reminder of how you can go about to changing the world. And I literally gladly share the following. So you started the fire. Okay, so we all know maybe it's only smoke. We all know it's not clear. Nobody's actually knowing quite what's going on. There's rumors of corruption. But we all know the saying, where there's smoke. So you started the fire, okay? Albeit only smoke, you started it, all right? So you can even invite us all to the barbecue. All the hungry people, let all the hungry people have a piece of your, let's call it, what can we call it, your power pie. Or the other option is just to extinguish the fires and man up to your shortcomings and failures and become the leaders who, you know, with integrity, actually affect change in this untenable world we live in. Okay, everybody, so please remember to go and make your cross on the 29th of May, 2024. Yes, it's a public holiday, but don't stay in bed. Please get up and go and vote. And don't vote for empty promise. Do not vote for a face on a poster. Vote for someone or party who you think would implement the vision for South Africa. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to receiving your comments below. Remember to visit my website at www.louislook.com, where you can go and read the blog entry for this podcast in more detail. Stay safe, spread some love, and be kind to one another.